Hello and thank you for joining me. I'm Sharon Bott. I'm a coach and mentor, a trainer and a speaker, a businesswoman, a teller of stories. Oh, and I do love a good question. And this is the It's About What Works podcast. Whatever's happening in our life, good, bad or downright ugly, we always have a choice about how we respond and about the meaning we give to things. I'll be exploring those choices and what it means to live a life that works, whatever that looks like for you. Authenticity. We all know that in life, in business, in networking and in relationships, authentic is the way to be. Genuine, honest, real. Nobody wants to get into bed, either metaphorically or literally, with a liar. Yet, we're also exhorted from all directions to fake it until we make it. And for people starting out in business who maybe lack confidence and certainly lack a verifiable track record of previous successes, that's surely sound advice. So, how do we square these two opposing things, being authentic and being fake? I love the diamond analogy. Like a precious gem, each one of us holds an intrinsic value, even if that value is obscured by dust or dirt or horseshit. The more we polish ourselves up through personal development, the brighter and shinier we become, the more our market value increases. Yet our intrinsic value never changes. And like a diamond, all the different facets and aspects of our personality reflect back differently, depending on the light that's shining on us or through us. Who we are depends on who we're with, the role we're playing, our status in the relationship. I know I'm not the same person with my mother as I am with my close friends, with my partner, my children, or with a client. You may put on a different face with your boss, your drinking buddies, your colleagues, your granny. We all play different roles to suit the situation and people we're interacting with. We know what's appropriate, what's expected, what's most effective. We know what'll gain us acceptance, popularity, status, agreement. We instinctively know what works. Ultimately, I suppose, it's about doing the best we can and being the best we can be in any situation. That's the unconscious drive, even if that sometimes plays out in strange ways or, with hindsight, a wonderful thing, we wish we'd done things differently. I've certainly not spoken my truth when I thought that doing so would upset or offend others. I know that I faked courage when I felt afraid but knew I couldn't let myself be stopped by fear. I've manufactured certainty when I was unsure myself but needed to reassure others. I've pretended confidence when sharing my doubts would have been counterproductive. Sometimes, magically, just the simple act of faking or pretending changes us. It shifts our energy. It rearranges our thoughts. It alters our brain chemistry. Standing tall, with shoulders back, arms akimbo, in the Wonder Woman pose, has been shown to lower levels of cortisol and increase levels of testosterone, so that we not only appear more confident, but we also feel it. Do check out the wonderful TED Talk by Amy Cuddy. Smiling releases serotonin, so not only are people much more likely to smile back at us, which always makes a person feel better, but we literally feel happier inside. The pretense of courage can turn into real courage. The making of a decision can bring clarity. Doubts fade away when action is taken. And adopting a confident stance allows genuine confidence to emerge. As every professional actor can tell you, and I used to be one, so I know, generating an emotion deliberately doesn't mean that the emotion is fake, false, or a lie. It's not about dishonesty, and it's not about inauthenticity. It's all just part and parcel of being that glorious and complex thing, a human being. And most of all, it's about what works.